Sunday before Pentecost. Love of Jesus for all creatures. Chapter 34 of the Gospel of the Holy Twelve. When Jesus knew how the Pharisees had murmured and complained because he made and baptized more disciples than John, he left Judea and departed into Galilee. Jesus came to a certain tree and remained beneath it many days. And there came Mary Magdalene and other women and ministered to him of their substance. And he taught daily all that came to him. The birds gathered around him and welcomed him with their song, and other living creatures came to his feet. And he fed them, and they ate out of his hands. When he departed, he blessed the women who showed love for him. And turning to the fig tree, he blessed it also, saying, "You have given me shelter and shade from the burning heat, and you have given me food also. Blessed be you. Increase and be fruitful, and let all who come to you find rest and shade and food. And let the birds of the air rejoice in your branches." Behold, the tree grew and flourished exceedingly, and its branches took root downward and sent shoots upward, and it spread mightily, so that no tree was like it, for its size and beauty and the abundance and goodness of its fruit. As Jesus entered into a certain village, he saw a young cat, which had none to care for her, and she was hungry, and cried to him. And he took her up and put her inside his garment, and she lay in his bosom. When he came into the village, he set food and drink before the cat, and she ate and drank and showed thanks to him. And he gave her to one of his disciples, who was a widow, whose name was Lorenza. And she took care of her. Some of the people said, "This man cares for all creatures. Are they his brothers and sisters that he should love them?" And he said to them, "Truly, these are your fellow creatures of the great household of God. Yes, they are your brothers and sisters, having the same breath of life in the eternal. Whoever cares for one of the least of these and gives it to eat and drink in its need, the same does it to me. And whoever willingly suffers one of these to be in want and defends it not when evilly treated, suffers the evil as done unto me. For as you have done in this life, so shall it be done to you in the life to come."